morning. I want to make one quick announcement before we begin. I'm going to be taking next week off. Brother Mike will be filling in for me next Sunday. Dorothy and I are going to go to Newcastle to visit with my sister and attend church with her. Most of you may remember that my dad passed away 1 year ago this coming Wednesday. So we're going to go and be with her for the day. So please keep us in your prayers. Worry. Hands. How many worry? No, not really. Don't put your hand up. I know about you. We all worry, don't we? If you look the word up in the online Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it is defined as this: worry, to affect with mental distress or agitation, anxious, fretful, struggling, mental distress or concern for something that's impending or anticipated. Worry is a universal problem that does not discriminate. Worry is destructive. It has a major effect on one's overall health. It can lead to causes of heart trouble, high blood pressure, stomach disorders, respiratory illness. Now, there's a lot of us here that have heart trouble. A lot of us have high blood pressure. Some of us even have stomach disorders. But does that mean that we're guilty of being a worry wart? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. A lot of it deals with genetics. But you know, there are those who worry about every little thing, whether it's real or imagined. The command, do not worry about your life, is something that each and every one of us, I believe, should take to heart. Take your Bibles, open up to Matthew chapter 6. I'm not going to read all of the verses that Brother Greg read just a moment ago, but I want to look at a couple. First off, Matthew chapter 6, let's look at verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, the body more than raiment? Then look at verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what we shall drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? And then look at verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, did you notice something in these three verses? What I found was that in verse 25, he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. And then in verse 31, He says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? And then in verse 34, take therefore no thought for the morrow. So here are three things that people worry about, I believe, the most. Life, verse 25. Jesus is telling us here not to worry about our life. And then in verse 31, he says, don't worry about food. And the most important one, the future, in verse 34. How many of us worry about things yet to come? How many of us worry about things of tomorrow? Now, granted, we are told to provide for families. We're even basically told to take care of one another. Jesus gives a command for his followers to not worry. We are not to worry like those who are not part of his kingdom. Those outside of Christ, yeah, they need to be worrying. But for those that are in Christ, those who have had their sins washed away, Jesus says we must not worry. Worry, do you believe this? I hope so, because it's true. Worry is a sin. It's a sin that we must avoid, like all other sins. Why? Why should we not worry? Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing. Here again, Paul says, don't worry for anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Now, why should we not worry? What does it do? What does worry truly do? I believe that it robs us from the peace of God. Notice again what Paul writes. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. If we are worrying about things, then it's robbing us, I believe, of the peace that's found in God through his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is not saying that it's wrong for us to make certain preparations. Jesus is not saying that, you know, you should not make preparation for the future. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. There's nothing wrong with making preparations. But when we sit and we worry so much about things that are out of our control, that are has not happened yet because it's sometime in the future, then it robs us of the peace of God. So what should we do? here are some reasons I believe that we should not worry. Take your Bibles, Matthew chapter 6, and let's look at verse 27. Matthew 6, verse 27. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit or one inch into his stature? Worry does not change a thing. I don't care how much you worry, what you're worried about, the worrying is not going to change it. Again, look at verse 27. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? You can't change your height, can you? I don't think Jesus here is literally talking about how tall we are, how tall we are. But he's saying you can't change something that's unchangeable. So why worry about it? And then look over, most of us worry over things that we cannot control. We worry about the past, don't we? Now, if we have sin in our past, yes, we need to repent of that sin. But the things that we've done in our past, many times we cannot change them today. Now, granted, I understand there are some things that maybe we done yesterday that we need to make right today. But there's many things in our past that we literally have no control over to change in any fashion. And then we worry about the future. We worry about future events. How many of us, by worrying, can change one thing tomorrow? Worrying does not change any outcome or prevent any future thing from happening. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed once, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, do we worry about the judgment? If we're living faithfully, we shouldn't be worrying about the judgment. And what the writer here in Hebrews is telling us, that this is literally something that we cannot change. Unless the Lord comes while we're still with breath, we're going to die. We can't change that. And after death, it says here, the judgment. This is something that we cannot change, no matter how much we worry about it. Worry, I believe, demonstrates a lack of faith. Again, Matthew 6, starting in verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what we shall eat or what we shall drink, wherewithal we shall be clothed. For after all of these things do the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. If we are worrying about our life, if we're worrying about our food, and if we're worrying about the future, then we are saying, God, I don't trust you to take care of my needs. Now, I don't want anybody going away here today and saying, well, John said that I don't have to worry about doing anything. God's going to provide everything. I can only eat steak and mashed potatoes every day. That's not what I'm saying. Do we put our trust in the providence of God? Do we put our trust in the fact that God has promised that He'll take care of us? Jesus often rebuked His disciples for a lack of faith. Do you think maybe He would rebuke us today for our lack of faith in God? Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. And He said unto them, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. You remember what's taking place? They're on the ship. Great storm comes up. The disciples were terrified. They were terrified that they were going to drown, and Jesus was asleep up in the bow of the boat, and they go and they wake Him up. And He said unto them, "Why are you fearful? Why are you afraid?" I ask the same question today to everyone here. Why are you afraid? "O ye of little faith," then He arose and rebuked the winds and the seas, and there was a great calm. If we put our lives in God's hands, then should we not also have a great calm in our life? Even though there may be turmoil all around us, we can still stand in the calm of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Then look at Matthew chapter 14 and verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, where didst thou doubt?" Remember here what's taking place? Again, the disciples are in a boat. And Jesus comes walking across the water. And Peter being Peter, "Hey, can I join you? Come on, Peter." Remember what happened to Peter? He saw the waves and heard the wind. He lost faith and he started sinking. And then Matthew 16 and verse 18, which when Jesus perceived the He said unto them, "O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because you have no bread?" Now, you read some verses before this. Jesus is telling His disciples not to put their faith in the leaven of the Pharisees and the scribes. Don't put your trust in those who are teaching wrong. But they thought He was talking about literally bread. You know, what are you talking about, Lord? Yeah, we didn't bring any bread. They didn't get it. They was not putting their trust, they were not putting their faith in Jesus Christ. And then in Matthew 17 and verse 20, and Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, 'Remove hence to yonder place,' and it shall be moved, and nothing shall be impossible to you." This is because they were trying to cast out a demon, a devil, out of a child, and couldn't do it. And Jesus is telling them, you couldn't do it because you didn't have the faith to do it. Do we have the faith to put our trust solely in God, in His Son Jesus Christ, and in His providence? Or do we worry about so many things that we simply cannot put our faith in anything? Worry is sinful because it is our way of telling God, we don't trust you to take care of us. I'm not trusting in your promises. So how do we overcome worry? How do we overcome worry in our lives? Look at Matthew 6, starting in verse 26. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, even then, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all of these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. If God cares and provides for the lesser things, He will certainly care and provide for us. We must learn to trust God and turn our worries over to Him. Psalms 37, verse 25. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, neither his seed begging bread. Do you think that tells us the kind of God that we serve, that will take care of us, even when we are in need? Then Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Not some, but Paul says all. All right, then we read in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Cast all your worries, cast all your cares, cast your problems on him. Pray about it. We need to line up our priorities. Look at verse 33, Matthew 6. Beseech ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Are we seeking his kingdom first? Are we putting God first in our lives? Are we putting Christ first in our lives? Are we putting the church first in our lives? As Christians, we're not of this world. John 15 and verse 19. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Our mindset is to be different from the world. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth. You know, too many times I believe we have this kind of backwards, don't we? We have so much affection for the things of this earth that we neglect the things which are above. We need to be about our Father's business. Luke chapter 2 and verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Jesus, about 12 years old, got left behind, and they went searching for him. Found him in the synagogue teaching. He said, why are you worried about me? I have to be about my Father's business. Look at verse 34. Matthew 6. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If you want to live for today, if you want to live for today, we must not dwell on yesterday or tomorrow. Let's deal with today. We must not boast about tomorrow, for we do not know what tomorrow might bring. Proverbs 27, verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And finally, we already read this, but I believe that if we truly, truly seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all things shall be added unto us. Let us not worry about things that's out of our control. Let us not worry about the past. And certainly let's not worry about the future, because we do not know what the future may hold tomorrow. Worry is a matter of not trusting God and his ability to provide for and to care for us. We serve a mighty God. Our big problems, the things that we worry about the most, is not too large for God to handle. Let us put our trust in him and him alone. Do we worry? Let's give God all the troubles that we may face. He's stronger than we are. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's what we should be doing. This morning, if you're here, if you're in need of prayer, whatever the reason may be, would you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation?
Days are filled with sorrow and care.